Let's talk about pleasure. This is one of my favorite topics to teach and coach on because pleasure is something that your body is naturally equipped to do. And it is something that is your birthright for that reason and something that makes every day better and is something that you can give and provide to yourself whenever you want. And I'm not just talking about sexual pleasure, but it's something that society has nevertheless alienated women from with the way that it teaches us how to think. So when I talk about pleasure, I'm really just talking about the idea of how your body can feel good. How do you feel sensations that feel luxurious and pleasurable and sensual to you? Again, not sexual. It can be food. It can be the warm sun on your face. It can be a cold shower after you've gone for a run that made you sweaty. It can be the most delicious nap where you stretch out in cool, crisp sheets. It can be reading a poem that just makes your body feel alive. Pleasure is just really the ability to connect to your body when you're having sensations that feel good. But that is something that society programs women not to do, to feel skeptical of and suspicious of and undeserving of. Society teaches us that pleasure is, first of all, just somehow inherently kind of suspect, that it is sinful or bad or evil. And many of us wouldn't say we really believe in evil or sin in the kind of traditional religious, especially Christian conception of them. But that thinking has permeated and impacted our society, especially here in America, where our society was founded by religious extremists of their day, the Puritans, who were not very into pleasure. So we have still absorbed this belief that pleasure is inherently bad or problematic, that pleasure is something that if you're going to have any of it, you definitely need to earn it and deserve it. And yet our brain never really tells us that we've earned it or deserved it. And even when we try to believe that we've deserved it or earned it, we don't really feel totally safe in it. And that makes sense when you think about how the brain works. Because if you tell your brain, I have to earn pleasure or I have to deserve pleasure, then your brain is always trying to figure out if you've earned it or deserved it yet. But your brain doesn't have some kind of equation you can use. It didn't get like a multi-choice test it can give you. It has no idea how to know if you've deserved or earned pleasure. And so when that is the way that society has programmed you to think about it, your brain is never going to tell you that you've deserved or earned pleasure. And your brain is always going to then be worried about pleasure, is going to think that it's suspect, is going to deprioritize it or make you feel bad for experiencing it. And some of us were raised with really explicit religious socialization and some of us with just implicit society socialization. But either way, we got the message that pleasure is dangerous, is wrong, is a sin, right? Or is sinful or will lead us down a bad path. So in order to experience more pleasure, we have to change that cognitive framing we have around pleasure just as much as we need to connect to our body to feel pleasure. And society doesn't like women to connect to their bodies because if we connect it to our bodies, then we might figure out that it doesn't feel good to starve ourselves or shove our feet into high heels that don't fit. It doesn't feel good to have sex that we don't want to have or sex that isn't about our pleasure as well. It doesn't feel good to push ourselves to burnout and the risk of exhaustion to take care of everyone else. Society depends on women alienating themselves from their bodies because of how they're taught to think, right? That social programming creates that alienation from our body. And pleasure is a way that we reconnect to our body. So here's the exercise that I want you to do today. I want you to find something that you know or at least suspect you will find pleasurable. It does not have to be something big. It can be 5 minutes in the sun with your iced coffee, not looking at your phone. It can be eating something delicious. It can be sex. It can be masturbation. It can be getting a massage. It can be whatever you want. It could be reading a book. Just something that you experience as pleasure. And then what we need to do is practice a thought that will help quiet your brain a little bit to allow you to be in your body and experience that pleasure. I personally don't recommend the thoughts, I deserve this or I earned this. If those work for you, that's great. But for a lot of people, because of that kind of calculus I described, your brain never says that you deserved it or earned it. So I like to play with thoughts like, pleasure is just a natural physical sensation in my body. Or I give myself permission to experience this pleasure. Or for some people, it works better to think, I don't need permission to experience pleasure. Pleasure is just something my body does. Or you can also try to kind of have a metaphor in mind. So I like to think about a cat stretching in the sun. If you've ever seen a cat laying in the sun and giving a big stretch, it's so clear that the cat is having so much physical pleasure in that moment. And a cat is not thinking about whether it deserves or earned that pleasure. It is just being at home in its body. It is just having an embodied physical experience of pleasure that is not moral, that isn't value laden, that is just a little cascade of happy chemicals in its brain based on its body experience in the sun. So I like to think of myself as that cat. So when I want to really be in my body to experience something pleasurable, I'll imagine that cat stretching in the sun, and then I'll sort of imagine myself like that cat. It helps get me into my body. So you can experiment with these different thoughts and techniques. You can try that kind of embodiment technique. You can practice one of these thoughts. You can also come into the Facebook group and share what you've come up with or crowdsource for some other thoughts to try. But even if you don't come up with a thought that makes you feel perfectly comfortable experiencing pleasure, I still want you to do the exercise of just doing something just for the pleasure of it. You'll still get some pleasure from it, and you'll get to notice what thoughts your brain is coming up with that are getting in your way. And that is also super valuable. So your assignment is sort of threefold. It's one, two, or three of these things. One, I want everyone to try to do something just for pleasure today for 5 minutes. Two, if you have trouble doing that, noticing what thoughts come up, write down what those thoughts are. You can come share them in the Facebook group and get support. And three, if you practice that kind of embodiment idea or some of these cognitive hacks to kind of disarm your brain's objections, make note of what worked for you. And again, come share that in the Facebook group so that other people can learn from what thought helped you. It might be one of the thoughts I offered. You might want to edit or adapt one of the thoughts I offered. You might want to come up with your own thought. It all is fine, whatever you want to practice, but make sure that you take a few minutes for pleasure today and that you bring your awareness to that experience and see what you can both experience and what you can learn.